University of Jamestown holds groundbreaking for new UJ Place. JRMC hosting No Excuses for Women's Health in November. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The first building of its kind in Jamestown, UJ Place will provide housing for students at the University of Jamestown, as well as added retail options that will benefit the northeast part of the community. On Monday, the University of Jamestown and Epic Companies held a brief presentation on UJ Place and its need in the community. Mackenzie Olson, VP of Marketing and Public Relations for Epic Company, pointed out the benefits of the new building once it's completed in the fall of 2020.
It'll create more on-campus living, university connectivity, commerce, and multiple employment opportunities for the community. As a small-town North Dakota kid myself, I truly appreciate the partnership we are able to create with the community. It's no greater feeling than bringing such a development to a growing community.
The building will have over 13,000 square feet of commercial space on the lower level and house 112 student beds. Since 2015, Central Valley Health and the Jamestown Regional Medical Center have collaborated to reduce barriers for women's health. In that time, more than 100 women have received 3D mammograms and preventative screenings they otherwise wouldn't have due to time, finances, transportation, or lack of insurance coverage. The program is called No Excuses, and funding from RM Stout's annual Running of the Pink event supports it. In the 12 years of Running of the Pink, RM Stout has raised more than $100,000 for women's care in this community. No Excuses have been set for Tuesday, November 5th and Friday, November 8th. And a Minot educator who helps grade school students struggling with reading and arithmetic has been named the North Dakota Teacher of the Year for 2020. Sarah Madallin is a reading and math interventionist at Minot's Sunnyside Elementary School. Madallin also started programs to encourage reading, leadership development, and physical fitness. Governor Doug Burgum and State School Superintendent Kirsten Basler announced the award Monday. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.